really an introduction to worship. As we do that, let's look up, if you could look up with me, mainly because we haven't got any graphics, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. And it's times like these that remind us that actually a bit of analog Bible is sometimes necessary. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Let me find it and then read it. Has somebody got an analog Bible with them? Or even a digital Bible with them and would like to read it for me? Anybody got one? Oh, please. Anybody want an analog Bible? Huh? Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 3 and 4. Who's going to read it for me? Come up. Selene? I keep you getting your... Yeah? Selene. Well, you can... Yeah, Selene. Selene. Come and read it. Come on. Verses 3 and 4. Chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. In your best English accent.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Maybe we could meditate on that just for a second as we prepare for worship. Blessed be, in other words, there's an appeal to bless God. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, in other words, before the formation of the world as well, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ. With that thought and with that prayer, please let us begin our worship. JP.